Let us pray to God our Father as we reflect on the fragile state of the world at this time and the uncertainties which we continue to face concerning the coronavirus pandemic, which continues to affect us all in many different ways. We pray for the leaders of the nations of the world who have been meeting in Cornwall this week, engaged in serious discourse concerning the whole world and its future direction. We pray that they will engage actively to make the world a happier and safer place for everyone, and have the desire and wisdom to reduce the tensions and conflicts which threaten our several societies, always pursuing worthy goals in a spirit of peace, harmony, and mutual cooperation. We give you thanks for the opportunities we have had in recent weeks to enjoy once again an emergence of local and international sporting events in many parts of the world. At the current time, we are witnessing a tentative and somewhat restricted programme, but we remain aware that the world is still vulnerable to the effects of the coronavirus. Despite our best intentions, we continue to hear of rising numbers of people falling victim to this disease and its variant forms, both at home and abroad, and we renew our prayers for all who are currently affected and their friends and families, including those in our own faith community. We pray that we may continue to be vigilant and cautious and not become influenced by the growing tendency of some to dispense prematurely with the precautions which have protected us until now in a mistaken belief that the dangers may have already passed. As we remember and affirm our belief that Jesus died and rose again to redeem us from our sins, we pray for the souls of all whose journey of life in this world has reached its end, for whatever reason and by whatever means. We ask that you will guard them and escort them to a place in your eternal kingdom, and comfort their loved ones who are left behind, trying to come to terms with their loss, and who are learning to adjust to a life with only memories that remain. In communion with the members of your faithful family here on earth, we pray the words our Saviour taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We say together the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Our final hymn today is For the Fruits of His Creation.